The new government in Belgrade has received a major concession from NATO. The organization has agreed in principle to a phased reduction of a 3-mile-wide buffer zone between Serbia and Kosovo. Serbia's southern Preševo Valley, which borders Kosovo, has become a haven for ethnic Albanian rebels, and the escalating violence there, as well as in neighboring Macedonia, has Western leaders worried over further instability in the Balkans. Serbian authorities now have drawn up a peace plan for negotiations with the insurgents. NPR's Silvia Poggioli recently visited the area, and she sent this report.
The village of Turja lies at the foot of sparsely wooded hills that separate Serbia from Kosovo just inside the buffer zone. This week, Serb police recaptured Turja from rebels belonging to a splinter group of the Kosovo Liberation Army. The rebels had come to Turja to recruit new fighters. The police commander is Radomir Jeric.
We know it's early for them to come to us and speak of their problems. They have problems, we see that. A policeman has experience with people, and he sees that there are some problems. We promised them we would not search their houses or carry out any other police activity in the village. We will remain at our checkpoint outside the village.
Jeric's civil manner represents an extraordinary shift from the way Serb police usually behaved in this predominantly ethnic Albanian region until only recently, a sign that the new reformist leadership is trying to distinguish itself from the repressive methods the Milosevic regime used toward ethnic minorities, or else Serb police are finally learning the art of PR. Turja has 74 houses, 72 Albanian and 2 Serb. Albanian schoolteacher Afis Raimi says things are okay in this village, and his solution for the broader Preševo crisis is simple.
To reach an agreement and to live together, because it was possible to live together before. I've been living here for 60 years and it was possible to live together.
Afis may be speaking for the benefit of a foreign journalist while police are present. Nevertheless, there are no signs of destruction in the village and we're told there have been no clashes here. But much of the buffer zone along the Preševo Valley has become a safe haven for armed rebels who claim this territory as eastern Kosovo. The new Belgrade authorities have been restrained, and the international community has welcomed a plan drafted by Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Nebojšaković. And Albanian human rights activist Shaib Kamberi says the plan is a step in the right direction.
The Albanian side has supported, generally speaking, Mr. Čović's initiative and Čović's plan, because for the first time here we have that both Serbian government and Yugoslav government do realize that the position of the Albanians is not a good one here and that it has to change and improve.
The Serbian government is under considerable domestic pressure to take tough military action against the rebels. But Čović says Serbs must learn to have patience.
We as a nation must for once come out the winners, without having a war. We always had this idea that we would win, but we actually lost all the wars. This problem could be resolved with a hasty decision to use force. We could, so to speak, clean the zone. But what happens the next morning?
Serb officials seem optimistic a ceasefire can be achieved soon with the rebels, but a new conflict is flaring up nearby in predominantly Albanian northern Macedonia. There, for the last 2 weeks, one village has been controlled by another Kosovo Liberation Army splinter group. Though separated by borders, the conflicts appear similar and linked, both sparked by rebels trying to join the heavily ethnic Albanian areas to what they hope will become a greater Kosovo. Predrag Simic, foreign policy advisor to Yugoslav President Vojislav Kostunica, warns that if the situation gets out of control, it could be a repeat of what happened in the last 10 years in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo.
What we have is the same dangerous mix of national ambitions, great national aspirations, ethnical hatred. I think that we have a common responsibility to make everything necessary to be done to preempt the spillover of the conflict to Kosovo, to Macedonia, and elsewhere.
NATO peacekeepers in Kosovo have stepped up patrols along the Macedonian border following reports of refugees fleeing into Kosovo. But three nights ago, one NATO pilot on a patrol flight over the border area took evasive action when he believed he had come under fire. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.